everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe, and I am super excited to have you guys on the podcast, Supernatural Choices. And this is where we discuss various different supernatural beings every week on Saturday. We talk about the good parts, the bad parts, and we talk about what are some of the problems if you were that supernatural being in our modern world. So we're going to dive into this week. We're going to talk about Harry Potter and the wonderful worlds of wizardry that goes along with that. I'm going to start off with a brief explanation, although really Harry Potter is so popular that it really doesn't need any explanation at all. But I'll still go over a brief one, and then I'll describe some of the magical worlds and items that make up Harry Potter, just in case you've forgotten, because it has been a while since we've came out with any of their movies, then or the books. And I will then go into some of the pros and some of the positive aspects of it, and then what are going to be some of the negatives and challenges. And then I give my overall assessment that if you were given an option and you have to choose between staying in a regular muggle world or joining that magical world of Harry Potter, what should your choice be? So first, let's get into it. With Harry Potter, of course, it was written by J.K. Rowling, this amazing author. It was her first book, and she did an excellent job with it. It's a total of 7 books that was made into about 8 movies is what it was, the original 8 series. And it was just a really amazing blockbuster, made tons of money, went all kind of copies all over the place on there is what happened. They've also came out with a couple more movies that was kind of like a spinoff where it was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And then it was The Crimes of Grindelwald is what it was. So there's been a lot of literature about it, a lot of movies about it. There's been a lot of fan sites on it. And a lot of spinoff material. I believe at one place there was a play that was done that was based around Harry Potter. But it's really just a fascinating thing. I love Harry Potter. I've watched all the movies and I've read all the books. And I was there when probably around book number 5 came out is when I really started getting into it. And I would show up at the midnight, releases of the books, and I didn't dress up, but I was there to see it or get the book right when you were able to, which was just a lot of fun seeing all the different kids and the other folks being dressed up. So that was really just a great time and a great experience down there. My favorite book was the Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, both my favorite book and my favorite movie. I love that one. If you don't remember, that was the one where Harry, he finally gets to meet his uncle, and they had this whole plot where in order to save his uncle and also in order to save this hippogriff, this flying winged horse kind of animal, they had to go back in the past. I don't want to ruin the story, but it was really cool. There was the werewolf that was inside, and there was that amazing spell of Expecto Patronus and all that kind of pieces. It was really cool, and it was a really good fun time, fun book, and that's my favorite is what that one is on there. So going next to the actual world of Harry Potter, just in case anyone's forgotten, that's an incredible place, but I'll briefly go over it. Looking at just overall, there was really 2 worlds with Harry Potter. There was the regular world where they got muggles. It was what they called them. And they were just regular people that didn't have any special magic or powers or abilities. They went about their lives just like regular anybody else. They had cars. They had phones. They had all different types of things, such as in a regular world. Then there was the actual the magical world of the whole universe of Harry Potter, where you had witches and that existed, that pretty much ran the magical world. And witches could be men and women, of course. But there was a sort of a peace treaty that was going on between the real world and the magic world, where really the witches in the magic world, they respected, for the most part, they respected the regular people. They didn't bother them. They didn't try to control them or any of that sort on there. So they had this like kind of quiet treaty where they went about their day, and they never tried to reveal themselves to the actual muggles or the regular folks. The witches didn't, nor did they, you know, they really let the regular people live their own lives. And for the most part, the witches kept to themselves, and they interacted with just themselves and much more in the magical side of things. So also describing the actual magic world, well, they got magic school where all the witches go. They start off and they go to this magic school, and that's when they learn about their magic and their abilities, and they get their wands, and there's teachers inside to help the actual students learn. There's a Ministry Against Magic Defense, which is designed to protect both the muggles or the regular folks. Is also designed to protect the actual people inside the magic universe so that they don't go around using their witchcraft in order to do harm to others. A big piece of that whole the magic world is the three unforgivable curses. There's the killing curse, which is Abracadabra. All right, let me try it again. Avada Kedavra. There we go. There's the pain one, which is Crucio. And then there's the mind control curse, which is Imperius. And those three curses are, if you were to use that against a fellow witch or muggle, it would actually be something that would give you a lifetime sentence. And you would go to Azkaban, which is the magic jail, and you'd be there forever. You would never get out on there. But the three curses are actually pretty cool, and a really cool concept, to where Abracadabra causes someone to die instantly, and there's really no protection known that can stop it. Although Harry Potter and his mother, they had a way out of it. Not going to give away the story, but it was really interesting, that piece on there. Crucio just calls someone incredible pain, so that they will be withered away in pain, and there's no way to get out of it. The third one was the Imperius, which was mind control, which would be able to control somebody, have them do whatever you want them to do, and there was no way for them to blank out of it. So if any of the witches were to use any of those three curses, they would go to Azkaban and go to magic jail forever. They never get out of there. There was the magic courts, and really had swift justice, where after the whole hubbub as far as with the Dark Lord and all the horrible things that he did, those people that were aligned with him, they went to magic jail. They went to a magic court, and it was pretty much like, all right, you're innocent or guilty, and they would just send people away really fast. So it was really, really fast justice systems that they have. As far as I know of, at least in the movies, they didn't show anything about magic taxes or health insurance. There was no big political elections. And so there was a lot of stuff as far as that politics stuff that was out. But there was politics within the ministry and as far as how they operated and the different parts and pieces to them on there. So, but it wasn't like a true, like you have those elections. There was magic money. So there was, as far as with using gold and stuff in order to buy things, and there was things that you could purchase. There was also a lot of different magic animals. There was dragons, witches, giants, monsters, giant spiders, giant snakes, elves, werewolves, ghosts, all kind of different things on there. There was also, inside there, magic games such as Quidditch, the Goblet of Fire. And there was evil sorcerers too. So like I mentioned before, the Dark Lord, Voldemort, Death Eaters, his crew, Grimmswald. There was a lot of different, occasionally evil sorcerers pop up and try to take over the world. And eventually somebody would take him out and kill them. Probably one of the coolest things and one of the really nice things about in the world of Harry Potter was the flying cars, magic brooms, buses, you know, magic buses that can get through traffic. There was also this great transportation system that will let you pop from one place to another via the fireplace. That was really cool. So there was some really cool parts to the whole entire magic world in the Harry Potter universe. So, you know, looking at overall, like what would be the cool part about like, you know, leaving your current environment, supposing you don't have any kids or anything to hold you back or anything, you're a younger person, and you were to go over and you get the actual call from a witch that says, hey, you're a witch, you need to join us and be a part of this whole magic environment. What would be some of the cool parts to it? Well, the first part is that you would go to magic school and you learn how to use these spells in a proper way. You get to interact with these amazing magic creatures, from unicorns to magic to giants to all different types of magical creatures that you'd be able to see, which would be really fun. The nice part is that you no longer have to worry about transportation. There's so many different ways to get from one place to another really fast. So that would be really cool. You wouldn't have to worry about traffic jams or any of that stuff on there. There's also some of the cool things such as that game Quidditch, which I mentioned, seemed really cool. Seemed like a lot of fun from that standpoint. And there's also a lot of cool spells and potions and which would be nice also too. Another bonus, you still be pretty much a human from that standpoint. But when it comes to your house chores, as far as like cooking, the cleaning, from that standpoint, you can use magical items in your house in order to make that stuff a lot better. So you wouldn't have to worry about doing the dishes. You wouldn't have to worry about sweeping the floors and all those type of things. You can get your magic broom to do it, your magic dishwasher. So you completely just hands off. You no longer have to worry about that stuff at all from that standpoint. What's also nice is that even if you did have a family, you can go back and forth between the magic world and the regular muggle world. So you'd be able to interact with both sides from that standpoint. There are some rules as far as how to conduct yourselves when you're around muggles, but they're pretty long. I mean, there's a lot, but they're pretty vague from that standpoint. So there's ways that you can get around some of the things on there. You just got to be careful and follow the rules from that standpoint. You could also open a shop and you can sell or buy all these kind of weird magic things. And you could also have your own magic animal. So if you want to have some cool magic animal, that would be great to have from that standpoint. So what would be some of the problems with going into that Harry Potter world? And there are a lot. There are a lot of problems with living in that Harry Potter world. The first problem is that there's no immunity to any type of magic, be it the magic spell, be it a magic potion, be it some kind of magic item. There's no immunity to it. You can get hurt. You can die is what can happen. There's a really cool book that I like. It's the Iron Druid. And inside of it, there's the main character. He gets a piece of cold iron that's attached to him, and he uses that. It's just like a spell protection is what it is, so that when occasionally if someone shoots a spell at him from and he's not able to see it or block it, the iron will automatically absorb that type of magic and that will protect him. But in the Harry Potter world, there's no such thing as that. You are just as exposed as anybody else, and there's a good chance that you can get hurt. You can get killed. Your bones could be broken. There was one character, Mad-Eye Moody, who someone came in, they ambushed him, they took his items, they threw him inside a chest, and they went around walking as Mad-Eye Moody. They used a spell to make someone look like Mad-Eye Moody, and they went around and they interacted with all of Mad-Eye Moody's friends and family members while he was locked inside a chest. So that technically that could happen to you. From that standpoint, if you're inside that Harry Potter world, you're the person that someone has thrown you inside a chest and they're walking around with your, as you, interacting with all your family and friends and no one knowing the wiser from that standpoint. There's also, like I mentioned before, with no immunity, there's a chance that somebody could bust inside your home, kill your family, and from that standpoint, similar to what happened to Harry Potter and his family, where Lord Voldemort busts inside his house, killed his mother, killed his father, and tried to kill him. And there's really, there was no protection from that standpoint. So there's no real true immunity that happens inside the world of Harry Potter. There's no, hey, this spell is going to happen. No, you're exposed at all times. And you just got to think, it's kind of like with the different witches and all the spells and all the potions and all these magical creatures walking around. It's almost like people are just walking around with AK-47s and they're walking around with nuclear bombs. And at any given moment, someone could have a bad day or they could come into a dark wizard and they could pull it out and just start trying to use it on folks. So that's something to keep in mind from that standpoint, that it's just there's a lot of opportunity for accidents or wild stuff to happen with that actual world of Harry Potter. There's no immunity and you could be exposed at all times. Another piece that to kind of watch out for or a problem to be in inside that Harry Potter world is going to that damn school. It seems as though that is the formula, that you have to go to some type of magic school and in order to learn your magic abilities before you can go out and utilize them inside the regular magic area. So everybody has to go to that. So to the magic school is what they have to go to. And there are a lot of problems inside that magic school, in each of them. That they were talking about the main one, which is the one that Harry Potter goes to. But based off of the interactions that are happening at school, it's the same thing with all these damn magic schools that they have these kids go to. The first thing is some of the teachers are going to be super mean like never before, not like our regular world mean. You got teachers that are just blatantly just abusing these kids, having them do horrible, dangerous missions, having them get hurt all by themselves. And either people don't care or from that standpoint, or it's generally just that's part of to be expected on there. There was at one point, there was this teacher, Dolores Umbridge, who came from the ministry, and she was over to school. She didn't like Harry Potter, and she had at one point had Harry Potter write on his name, "I must not tell lies." He would write that on side a piece of paper and it would burn into his skin, into where his skin would start bleeding from that standpoint. So he'd write on paper and show up as an actual scar onto his skin. And that was allowed. That was totally fine. So corporal punishment is totally allowed inside the world of Harry Potter. So you go from, okay, in our society, at least in North America, very few schools will allow you to spank students. But you go to the magical world of Harry Potter and you can literally just make the students bleed right out of their arm is what you can do for telling lies. So it's a bit of something. It's much more hardcore from that standpoint. And they also with the schools, like they do a horrible job of trying to protect their students. Students are dying. Students are getting hurt. Harry was always trying to avoid this whole Lord Voldemort and all his Death Eaters and crew. The teachers, for the most part, they had to figure it out, at least by his third year there, that, man, they're trying to kill this kid. They're after this kid. But no one really did anything about it. It was always up to Harry and his friends trying to fight their way out of it. And nobody seemed to really care that much. There was the folks inside the crazy animals that came inside the school. There was the giant snake. There was, I think it was a troll that got into the school at one point. There was ghosts inside the school, werewolf in the school, all these things in the school trying to kill them. And it just seems like they really didn't care that much. They were very nonchalant about that whole situation. At one point, they even had the Wizard Tournament, which is this crazy tournament in which it's very expected that, hey, kids are going to die in this. But yeah, and still they did. and they did have the tournament. And at the same time, there was one kid that did die. Cedric Diggory died inside the tournament there. But it was very hardcore at all times. You could die inside that school. So that is just a huge part as far as trying to get through the actual magic school and all the death and all the hurt and all the ways you can get hurt. You can get hurt in that game Quidditch, which happened quite a bit. You can get hurt. I mean, it just so many ways that you can get hurt inside that school. So that's something that's not to be taken lightly. There was also bullies in the school. So when you're talking about that Harry Potter world, you got to realize about the bullies. And there's been so many bullies. And it seems like that just runs rampant inside the school. We often think about the bullies as far as being Draco Malfoy and his friends and all the different things and games that they were playing against Harry Potter during that time. But you got to think for a second. There was also Harry's dad and his friends. They were kind of bullies. They were bullies to Silver Snape is where they were. And they treated him very bad is what they did. Then there was Tom Riddle back when he was a kid. And he was a bully. He ran to school. There's always been magic bullies. And instead of them, you know, kicking some kid's ass or pulling up their pants, they're using their magic powers and their magic abilities in order to hurt other students. And for the most part, the teachers are fine with it. They don't intervene. They may give them a slight warning, but that's it. So, again, the teachers, they don't give a damn about these kids. And you got these bullies out there. So that's it's a huge part as far as just trying to get to that school and trying to survive all the years inside there and not come out with some kind of trauma or getting hurt from that standpoint. So that's a huge problem as far as being inside that Harry Potter world is bullies, assholes, getting hurt, teachers not caring, and it just a way of life in magic's world. So bring your shoulder pads and knee pads if you're going inside that school. The other piece that is a problem. So supposing, again, you get through that piece, you get through magic school somehow, you survive, then you only get slightly hurt. You know, what's to expect afterwards? Well, keep in mind there is the Ministry of Magic that are there to defend you, both in school and out of school. But they're a bit of a joke. They're complete just waste of time. They seem like they have a better experience at, you know, really going after people that make a mistake, people that make accidents, people that like maybe it chance something and it gets in the hands of the wrong person. When it came up to the big time jobs in which the Ministry of Magic, they needed to fight and stand and do the right thing, such as when the big bad guys came up like Lord Voldemort, his Death Eaters, they all just fell apart. They all got taken out. They all got wiped out really fast and really easily. And that was just a real big disappointment. They never really had their great battle, great defense. Or they never really stood up for the right things on there. And for a while, even when they knew Voldemort was coming back, they were sitting there pretending like he wasn't there. They were just saying, hey, we gotta act like he's not coming. He's not here. Because they were so afraid, is what they were on there. So the Ministry of Magic is a joke. They will punish a regular person, but when it comes after somebody big, somebody huge that they need to stand up to fight to, they will fall down like dominoes and they're not really going to be there to defend you. And again, like I mentioned before, you know, with Voldemort, the first time when he busting inside somebody's house and killing the wife and the daughter, the Ministry of Magic, nowhere to be found, not really truly helping them. They were just did a horrible job as far as protecting people. All those people during Voldemort's run that got tortured, that got killed, that got, you know, punched out. It was terrible is what it was. And the Ministry of Magic did not do a good job as far as defending folks. I would say this is the fourth piece that's part of a problem with being inside the world of Harry Potter, is that there are real monsters around. Not imaginary monsters, real monsters. Like I mentioned, there are werewolves. There are giant snakes that can put people to death. There are giant spiders. All your worst nightmares, they are prowling around. Not so friendly giants, not so friendly trolls. There's these things, and I can't remember their names right off the top of my head. They were almost like shadows where they would suck people's souls out. They were one of the guards in a prisoner of Azkaban. These things are just running rampant and running around. They try to give them a job as far as being jailers in Azkaban, and hopefully that's going to keep them from going and destroying other people's lives. But there's some real monsters around inside that world, and it's really on you to really defend yourself against them. Again, like I mentioned, Minstrel and Magic is a joke. They do a horrible job of protecting people, so they're not going to be able to defend you. The fifth reason that's really a problem with being inside that magic world is Polyjuice Potion, that someone can take, like I mentioned before, you can take this potion and you can look like someone else. Someone could potentially take this potion and walk around with you, act like you, and this potion is, for the most part, legal to make, legal to produce, and everybody knows how to do it. So it's a huge problem as far as someone being able to impersonate you and getting away with it. And it seems like it's pretty much acceptable in that magic world. And speaking of things that acceptable for them to get away with, what about that love potion? There is a love potion you can take to make someone fall in love with you. Totally fine. I mean, it is literally date rape magic is what it is. And it's totally fine to make that potion, to sell it, produce it. You can give it away to someone, and it's totally fine as far as having this love potion to make someone fall in love with you. Again, in magic world, everything's fine. Everything's fine, including slavery. Slavery is fine also, too. So at one point, if you got to remember, there was this elf. I think his name was Toby. He was a elf, and he was working for the Malfreys is what he was. And he was their complete slave, where he did whatever they wanted. He would get abused in public. He'd get kicked on, picked on, and from that standpoint. And it was totally fine, you know, from the magic world. It was totally acceptable to have this slave elf that had to work for you at all times. I think he was elf, or was he some other thing? But it was totally fine that they had a slave, and that was a big part of it. Oh, I know what the ghost thing was. It was Dementors was the name. Those are the things that eat your soul, and they're kind of like shadows and death, and those things are running rampant among all the other monsters. So there's quite a bit to think about as far as like both in the world and not having that protection. And anytime you could have slavery, you could have all these different monsters, you can have an evil wizard, and there's really no true protection from that standpoint. Overall, if you want my opinion, I'd say no. I would not go into this whole magic world. I would leave the Harry Potter world behind. I think that school sucks. I think they do a horrible job protecting people. I think the Ministry of Magic is a joke, and they're not going to protect you at all either. There's too many monsters walking around, slavery, all these different Polyjuice Potion, love potions. No, all these kind of crazy things. That's too much craziness to have inside your world and be able to function from that standpoint. So if by any chance you get a witch that comes in and says, hey, you're a witch, you need to go to magic school, I would say pass. Let it go and don't follow through on that. Hey guys, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast. My plans are to release a new episode every Saturday, once a week. And I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to hit the subscribe, send a nice review. I really do appreciate it, you guys. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is mallet_Joseph. That's MALLETT _JOSEPH. And thank you guys very much for listening again, and continue to stay weird.